Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Gretch Talk with the Wow Man. Call now 718-664-6134. 718-664-6134. It's Gretch Talk.
Having problems getting down the track due to transmission failure? Well, JRT Racing Transmissions is the place to go. 12337 Washington Square, Route 925, Waldorf, Maryland, 20601. Specializing in racing transmissions. Give John a call at 301-870-4566. That's 301-870-4566. And find out which racing transmission is right for your car. You can drop off at a Gretch Talk racing event and pick it up at the next one. JRT Racing Transmissions, just a little ahead of the rest.
Hey, good Wednesday afternoon, and welcome to Gretch Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm your host, the Wild Man Ron Thomas, and man, it has been something today in the Augusta area. Crazy weather and everything, but everything is back to where it's supposed to be. Hot and humid and rain all at the same time. And man, oh man, that means that it's going to be a good day for racing tomorrow. We're going to have Tony Bynes probably on the line a little bit later on in the show. We might get him on earlier. But I do know for sure we're going to have Larry T. on the line. As a matter of fact, let me call Larry T. right now and get him on the line, because, you know, he's got a big show coming up real soon. And also we're going to talk to Tony Bynes. We're going to talk about that benefit show coming up. Hey, Larry T., how you doing? It's Wild Man. You're live on Gretch Talk Radio. How you been doing, man?
Hey, Wild Man. How you doing today, sir? How you doing?
I am doing great. I was just telling everybody about how hot it is up here, and the rains came through, thunderstorm and water all over the place, and then it quit, sun came out, and place is dry just like it was. How are things going up in your neck of the woods?
Well, you know, this weekend I get married Saturday, and then after that I get ready for the race the following weekend.
Okay. All right, well, I call you because I want you to let everyone know about what's getting ready to kick off in the month of August. As a matter of fact, is it the first week in August or the second week?
Well, this second week, because usually I used to have it on the first week of August, but the track was rented out this year, so I had to move back 1 week, and I had no choice. So this year the race is on August 8th, and we're having me in Long Island, Georgia, having that race, which will be August 8th. We call it After Dark Underground. We go from 2 p.m. until 1 a.m. And, you know, we have Greg Income is one of our sponsors. Everybody can have a good time. And, you know, I know the other shows are going that day, but we're not up on the way. So, you know, we have fans up here that want to have a race. So that's the only day available.
Yeah. Hold on, Matt. Go ahead. Go ahead, okay. Larry.
And, you know, we have a couple guys, a lot of people come from out of town to come race, you know.
Speaking of some guys from out of town, I just happened to have one on the line. Matt McGlohorn, Rugrat is on the line.
Hey, how you doing, Matt? How you
doing,
Matt?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right.
You know, and while I'm here to the show, people talking about Gay Hustle. And I think you guys have been to all my shows. I think everybody has been to the show. I'm probably the only promoter that looks out for guys come from out of town. Kid, who you are. Everybody get some money. Take care of hotels. We feed everybody. And it kind of hurt my feelings when I heard that about the show. I'm like, they have no idea what goes on, what we do, you know.
Right. And you know, a lot of fans, or should I say spectators, have been coming up to me. I was out at the Carolina Dragway a couple of weeks ago, and they was asking me about the show, you know. And I said, if y'all come, Larry T. will treat y'all like kings, you know. If it's hot, you're going to have some place that you can come up and sit down and watch the races, and there can be some food up there. So I said, I know that Larry T. will give an open invitation to all of the fans and the spectators that want to follow some of these cars from down here up there.
And like I said, you've been here plenty of time. I think since you came here, you haven't missed a race. I think this is Matt's second time coming to the race. I think the first time he came here, we treated everybody like family. His wife, we do it like a family atmosphere, you know.
That's an understatement.
Yeah. So my goal is, you know, to get everybody to come together, you know. The reason I invited Grudge Inc. this time, I think we need to find like one group or somebody we can bring all our grudge races together. It's like everybody pulling in different directions, and these TV shows are taking over, you know, and I'm like, we're going to lose grudge racing, you know. The fans, you know,
right.
they deserve good grudge racing, you know.
Yeah.
That's my goal. I mean, I'm a true grudge racer in the heart, you know, and I love this sport, you know what I'm saying. We travel up that highway, and I listen to a gentleman, I guess it's Josh Jones. Josh don't know, we came out with a sniper's car back there with Oldsmobile. We beat Chop Top. I think we went down to Bradenton, like, I guess 4 years ago. We hit Tyke Manum with NASCAR for $10,000. Then we got Mario for $10,000. So when people say we don't race for, you know, we do fake racing, up here we don't do that. We just like to gamble, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm going to give about Tim and Matt. Them guys, they love the race, you know. The problem was we all had big tire cars up here, and now the guys sold all the big tire cars. Everybody got small tire cars. So we invite people out of town. They want to race, you know what I'm saying? They want to see how fast we are, you know what I'm saying? And we do true grudge racing. And, you know, our fans come out, you know what I'm saying? If it don't rain, we don't have 4,000 to 5,000 people. Even rain, people still don't come out, you know? So, because we have a jet drive that can drive the track, you know? And one thing
right.
about us, you've been here. Nobody see your time. We got the clocks off. Can't nobody look on the screen, you know? We tear tickets in half, you know?
Right.
You know, we're probably the most fair people out there as far as the fans, the racers. We make sure the bathrooms are clean, you know, and we don't discriminate against nobody. Everybody's welcome to eat. You know, we treat everybody like, hey, like guests, you know what I'm saying? I don't know who you are or where you come from, you know.
Right.
It's just like nobody misses what we do up here, you know what I'm saying? It's just when people come here, it's totally different than anywhere else they go in the country, you know. That's why I tell everybody, come here one time, you see what we do, you know.
Right. Well, you know, Larry, I got to go back and let everyone know how me and you sat down. And this was before the NGRA and everyone else. I was going to put together the Grudge Talk Southern All-Stars. Remember we talked about that?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
And I was going to bring the best big tire car, small tire car to your race. And, you know, you were going to take care of them. But NGRA came about, and we talked, and we didn't want to step on their toes. So we backed up off of that and everything. But that goes way back when Larry T, like you say, you used to come this way and race. You guys used to come down here, and y'all used to knock them heads off. And that's why I wanted to put together the All-Stars to come up there and beat your guys, you know.
Big time calls, you know. I would love to have Witt or Memphis Gangs come here. We love Dolomite. He got a big time car. We got 4 or 5 cars sitting just like him, waiting on him, you know what I'm saying? And I even called Dog, said, I'm the one who's going to pay my guys to go to Piedmont, the renting guy. Because I'm like, I'm trying to work with everybody. It ain't about money with me, you know what I'm saying? I've been blessed all my life, you know what I'm saying? But I don't mind sharing. Maybe that's my biggest problem. I don't mind sharing. And I think when Matt came here, I mean, ain't nothing, I didn't charge nothing. I gave away more stuff than I made. That's just me. You know, I've been blessed.
Yeah, I know that. That's for a fact. And, you know, when everyone comes up there, you use all of as many radio hosts as you can. You use myself, Dog, and my nemesis,
Old Star
Joe. Yeah, you know.
This race, Rico's coming up here from Extreme Motorsport.
Right.
All them guys, they come to accident, you know.
Right. Yeah, and it's a good time. And, you know, like you say, this won't be the first time that Grudge Inc. came. Grudge Inc. came once before, remember?
Yeah, but like I said, rain. And like I said, we had scheduled Don Yeh to come, but unfortunately, he wrecked his car. But when he come here, this time we got a surprise for him to look out for him. You know, he's a good guy, and I think he realized when we come here, we treat everybody like family. You know what I'm saying? Sure, we try to knock everybody's heads off, but, you know, ain't no arguments. Hey, you win. Anybody trying to cheat you? Everybody negotiate their own race, and, you know, some of the locals run the locals, but we try to get everybody to run the out-of-towners. And about the Tony Bynum situation, you know, they were saying Tony Bynum's going to run for 5,000, But up here, the guys like Tony Bynes, so and they want to see Tony Bynes and Matt Run, which is Sniper. They add a different to the pot. Say, hey, let's make it happen. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
You know, that's what when people understand. Nothing we do up here is fake. We don't do no fake advertisement. We don't do no gay hustling because I ain't not have a one car and people going to follow me no matter what. That's because they know I'm going to look out for them. It ain't about that money with me. You know, where you go for $20, you get to eat, not no regular hot dog hamburger. You get catered food from fish, chicken, till it's all, I mean, not no little bit of stuff. You know, you've been there. We have pasta salad. You know, anything and catered food. You know, sold
right,
in water.
You know
what I'm saying? So it's not a, not about money with us. You know, we just trying to show somebody something different. You know, don't appreciate that I do care about the fans and the racers. You know what I'm saying? When you come to our track, it's clean. You know, I make sure the surface, you got one of the best racing surfaces. You know what I'm saying? I can go to another track that's a whole lot cheaper. You know what I'm saying? You know what I pay for this track, you know?
Right, yeah. I know. And I know that you switched it from another track because
I'm selling them over track. You know, I want to make them guys comfortable when they come here. They have plenty of room. You know what I'm saying? You know, when grudge race are priority, we shut everything down. Grudge race come around and get your grudge race off. You know what I'm saying? You know how it go.
That's right. And after
only
dark,
I'll be back
to show
is the start line. That's my only headache now. You know, there's so many people on the start line, but I want people to enjoy themselves. So I say, hey, now do they do. You know, I can't, you know, I just make sure everybody be safe, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, after dark, you know, we're in charge of the staging areas. And I had a couple of guys that it gets so hectic, you know. And one of the things that I say is, like, you can't run the game down on me and Dog because Pro Stock Joe be out there on the mic and we'll be howling the stage area. And you can't come up to us and say that you've been sitting in the staging area for 2 hours. That ain't going to happen, you know, because, you know, we know the importance of getting them cars out there. Now, I did have one of my favorite races from up around the Orangeburg area. I was running so hard the last race that I overmissed him in that big box Chevy, and they were trying to get in a quick shakedown because they had a race. And, you know, when you have everybody in your ear, you know, you start giving a deaf ear to, I got to get down. And I didn't even turn around and see who it was. But what I'm saying is when me and Dog are running the staging area, we try to treat everyone the same, regardless of who they are, you know. We look out for quite naturally the guys from the south, but we also do the same thing for the guys up north. You know, we don't try to sway one way or the other. And like Matt will tell you, when we say when I come down there and say be strapped in and with that helmet on and ready to go, that's what we mean. You got to get out there right then and there, because when the grudge cars come in after dark. It might be some guys trying to get in a shakedown before they grudge race, you know, and we try to get them up there. But if we got some grudge racers coming up, they take priority over everything. Grudge racing after dark. And I got to throw in the little plug for my sponsor, JRT Racing Transmission, because John is doing a good job with after dark.
He always helps me out, right, man. He gets guys to come, all the local guys to come in. You know, everybody have a transition problem. He always looking out for the guy. He brings food and cooking stuff. He, you know, it's, you know, everybody comes together. I get my DMV crowd, spectators and racing. Everybody work together, you know. You can go anybody pick you something to eat, all the guys, you need a part of something, they, you know, they understand, you know. That's something I'm proud of. You know, when people come here, they enjoy themselves, you know. Everybody, you can bring your family, you can bring your kids. Everybody have a ball, you know what I'm saying. It's all about fun, you know.
Right. And when you, if you come up for Virginia, and you have a problem with the car, especially the transmission, John will open up his shop and get that car ready for the next day. So, you know, that's another plug. Plus, John has some transmissions in the south now, and them guys are very happy with the transmissions they get. But, you know, what they failed to realize is that John built a ProMod transmission, and you can stick it behind a small tire car, and it'll work good, you know. And you got to remember now, it's for blower cars, too. And them guys with them blower cars, they don't have time to push a button and back up. They put it in reverse, and they got so many things they got to do that they, you know, that's the way they want the transmission. So, you know, he built them strong, and he built them right. So, you know, I just threw in the plug for that.
you know.
Yeah, he deserves one. He
Matt,
down. There's a lot comes up here. Everybody look out for. I think when Rocker here last time, he broke something. He took the Chris Butler shot,
right.
And that guy worked that night to get Rock's car safe for the next day. I know he messed the intake up, you know. So, I mean,
yeah.
The only I think I love about here, these guys, they all try to work together. You know, when our time is not here, they try to knock each other's heads off. But you know, it's all in fun, you know. My uncle had a race the weekend.
Yeah.
Everybody ran these. And I think Kevin Hunt came here, and he ran Sniper. Sniper had a big tie car, ties on. You know, with Willie Boss, he ran him, you know. Everybody thought Kevin Hunt had that race, but Sniper proved him wrong, you know. And like I said, this weekend,
right.
He putting 20 tires on, no bar, you know. He's trying to show the car is very versatile, you know.
Can't forget about Mr. Horsepower. And I'm talking about all motor, and that's Tippy, you know.
Yeah. He's a good guy. You know, he keeps everything straight for his VP and stuff. And, you know, especially my man Long Island Joe, you know, I take my hat off to him. He's just like me. He just wants to see fans have a good time. He gets everybody from New York, New Jersey to come down here and race. And, you know, without him, you know, it wouldn't be as crowded as it would be. You know, that's why I look out for him. You know, we work together real good, you know. Like I told him,
I was thinking
outside the box. We're trying to get people to come from all over the country to see what we do. You know, then they can take it back with them, and they can see what we do. You know, we've been doing shootouts, and, you know, you've been here plenty of time. You know, I people said, why you let the bright cars run in the morning, top sports? I said, put the rubber down, so when you guys run at nighttime, ain't no problem. You can turn your power on, let it go. You know, them guys don't mind running the heat, and the fans need to see racing all day long, you know, nonstop.
All day long. That's right.
Yeah.
Them fans
time,
be in
the most
stands,
great
you
motorcycles
know.
Coming in town, you know. You know, we own a couple of grudge bikes. You've seen them, so, you know, my cousin, everybody bring their bikes there, you know.
You know, I've been trying to get some of the pro mod grudge bikes that we have down this way to come because, like I say, y'all got some, you know, and everything, but they just don't want to make that trip. And I always tell them it's worth the trip, you know, and everything.
Yeah,
I know
they have like a lot of big races down here in the South Park, bikes and stuff, so it's not feasible to drive up here. I mean, you know, you're not getting gas. That's why I don't mind giving guys out of town. It costs money to operate these cars and gas and ride up and down the highway. And I think that's why a lot of people don't, you know, stop other places. It costs money to travel. You can't go so often. But when people come here, they have a budget. Look out for certain people to come here. You know, I try to do it for everybody, you know, because I like to see different people come here too. We, you know, and get an idea. So I think we the first ones that still one car at a time. We make two cars at a time. We just tell the tickets in half, you know what I'm saying? Make the show go by faster.
Right.
And the fans get to see cars go down, you know what?
Right. And I got to mention Wicked Bird because I always told Wicked Bird that when the cars come up there, they're gonna want to take his hat, his staff, and his crown, and his cape, and everything, but he won't put that up, but he'll put up that money, you know. And Wicked Bird always say, man, I ain't got a lot of money to bet, but I will bet this amount, you know.
Yeah, he'll race, you know. Trying to get the car together now and make it next Saturday. So I know all them guys, everybody trying to get ready for next Saturday, you know, because like I say, well, I mean, everybody think DMV is easy, but like I say, them guys really stepped the game up for the 29, 28 inside cars, you know. A lot of people are sold big car cars, and they're getting ready to have a little fun, you know.
Now, William Brown ain't on, but is he going to run the day before you or what?
I think he's going down to Piedmont with his car. I think that's where he's going with his car.
Oh, okay.
He's going to race Piedmont.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
But
and,
race doing labor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go get to Matt in a minute. I've been saving him, not last, but I've been holding on with him because I've already talked to Candy Crusher, and I couldn't even get it out of my mouth. I said, Chris, are y'all going to Maryland? And before I could say Maryland, he had hollered, yeah, you know. he'll have oil pressure. And I know Sid is going to be there if he's got oil pressure and everything, because Sid came down in Goldie. He came down last time. He didn't even have a car. That's how much them guys enjoy it.
So I try to get people. And I appreciate all the guys coming. Y'all call the Burke County crew. They cleaned us out. Man. I give them credit. They want a lot of money from us, you know.
I was going to let Matt speak on that. Matt, what is the crew called from Georgia? What do y'all call each other?
We just pretty much Burke County. I mean, we Burke County Bears, Philly.
I'm
gonna just throw this out here. I ain't 110%. I'm about 95%. Rugrats gonna be there 100%. But we may have a new one. We're gonna call it Rugrat Juju for now.
Okay.
We may go ahead and bring it on out to the race too. We ain't 100% yet. We're gonna let them sit and think on it for a little while. But we may go ahead and just bring two cars with it and see what we got. We can't find somebody to fall in the trap.
Well, I appreciate that.
That's
the
one that you're going to try to. Yeah, that you're going to try to run Wicked Bird with, right?
That's a good chance. That's a real good chance.
Okay. And also, now we can't forget about the little streetcar that you brought last time, George.
Yeah, well, yeah,
Black Magic car.
Yeah, Black Magic car, he's down right now. He had some unforeseen happenings that happened, and motor messed up and actually stuck it in the wall. So he's down right now. So we won't be bringing it. I've got another street car that we possibly may see about getting out. I don't know if we're gonna get it out yet or not. It's been out a couple of times this year, but we ain't really done a whole lot with it. I may pull it out. It's just one from my shop that we may bring. May see about bringing, but I don't know yet. Depends on if I want to let the guy off work. He works for me. I don't know if I want to let him off work and let him keep making me money while I'm gone.
No. Speaking of your shop, you got a new shop. Is it up and going yet?
Not yet. They still in the process of doing all the wiring and all the interior stuff. Give or take, we should be able to start moving in about 2 weeks. So it's just been a long, ongoing process trying to get a new business going again.
Right. Now, with this new shop, it's going to encompass regular cars and also race cars, right?
We'll have race cars. I have a paint and body shop. I've got a transmission man. You name it, we could do it. Anything from your nitrous install to chassis setup to actually chassis car build your car. I've got a good chassis man that's a good welder. I mean, everything. I mean, all the way around the board, we could get you from the ground up and make you race if you want.
I've been down there. You know, I'm kind of cheating a little bit. Right, I'm cheating a little bit because I've been down there, and when I was down there looking at the shop, I mean, the walls weren't even up in the office and everything, but it's going to be a good one when you get it all done.
Well, we can even get you all your tow vehicles, anything you need done. Just give us a call, and we can get you taken care of. I mean, anything.
Uh-huh.
But,
all right. It's going to be a good one. I say
appreciate
why,
man. You had me on, Jack. Appreciate talking.
Right. One other thing, Larry D, before you go, because I know you down there in that busy zone.
I'm good. I can stay along with that.
Okay. You mentioned Grudge Inc. Let us know about Grudge Inc. And you also mentioned Donnier. You know, I don't know if Donnier is going to bring his other car or not, but you know he has.
Yeah, I think they are bringing Chuck's car. I think they got Grudge Race too.
Okay.
I think they're supposed to run a guy called Pizza Gangster. They work on negotiations with that
right
now. He's out of Philadelphia.
They bring the Scandal car?
Yes,
Chuck's
I think they're bringing that.
Okay.
Look, Matt done got happy on that one.
I think I'm probably bringing that one. I think that's the one they're supposed to bring. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I may have to see if we can't get something going with him.
Okay.
I reckon I'll try to be nice and give what's his name, Daniel Chevy 2 that I run up there first last time.
Yeah, I think he wants to run back
again. I'll give him his race back if he wants it. There's an offer right there. If he wants to take it, he can take it. I give him his race back.
I think he'll get in touch with him. See if he can make that happen, okay?
and we can get that back going, or we're going to find some other stuff going on either way.
So. Yeah, I think this time I got a lot of guys going to be there with cars going to race. So, like, my thing is I let you teach the race. I put money in the pot, you know, which is what you got to learn. So, I appreciate it. I come race.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay. And let's see what else as far as coming. You mentioned Grudge Inc., Larry. Give us the scoop on Grudge Inc.
They have like a small block belt, and I think they had a race another time. They got a lot of small block cars from like New York, New Jersey, all the country. So JB with Grudge Inc. wanted to do like a small block shootout. So and Jay Boston brought a belt, and they doing like a shootout, and you know they doing all that racing. I mean, I'm taking the depth to you. We got the one of some of the bad small blocks right here. Supposed to come in town to try to get that belt. You know, the key to it is got to be not a class car. You know, it can't be no class car. Car to show the time. And, hey, run with your bro, you know.
All right, because I know y'all got them.
29 no bar, 28 no bar, something like that, but, you know.
All right. Sounds like a plan. While y'all talking, I'm going to try to see if I can get a Tony Bynes, because as you know, he's doing the benefit for Donye, so I'll let you keep on going, Larry T. And you know, you had mentioned Long Island Joe. The only thing about Long Island Joe, because I also do two live broadcasts in between everything that me and Dog be doing, and Long Island Joe, I cannot let him get his hands on the mic. You know, I remember once before I let him take the mic, and I was like, I just stood back and took a break. You know, I said, well, I just let him go. Long winded.
Right. You know, pro style, how I can't get the mic back up.
Right. Yeah, that's right. You know, and is Long Island Joe going to have his sons there with their cars?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm trying to get in touch with Tony Bynes right now, so y'all bear with me.
Okay.
And, you know, every time this phone ring, it knocks me out. Also, you know, it's so many guys, and I don't know if Rock is going to come this time, but Rock had major problems last time he came up, and but he still tried to get something going on,
I'm
you know.
I'm sorry, but so, the person you called has a voicemail box.
All right. Tony is not available, so we're going to keep on going. You know, you mentioned the Pro Stock motorcycle, so maybe we can get some of them guys to really up this away, down this away, I should say, to try to get some interest. I'm going to go out probably tomorrow night and next weekend and try to talk some guys into coming, you know. And so if they give you a call, Larry T, because you know what I always do, I don't promise anything that they can't get, you know. And
right.
I tell
okay.
them that you will take care of them, and then they call you, and you lock it in with them, you know, as far as coming. Just like
so
with Matt.
Yes, sir.
And Matt, is y'all going to have bipolar, some medicine for bipolar this time. Is he coming?
I hear talking Matt.
I think he is. I'll double check just to see. Let me find out right quick.
We got some new trucks up here. Wow, man. Everybody, they're trying to get the show together. They got a lot of 28, 29 cars.
Yeah.
And trucks. You know, they've been getting the show together, getting ready for this race.
Yeah, if he get his head right, he will definitely put a hurting on them guys, you know, but. Being bipolar, you know, you never know which one is showing up. That's what I always say. That's why I say he got the right name, you know.
And I think he got the
right, guy. He got the right medicine. He just don't know how to take it yet.
Oh, okay. You're taking the wrong dosage. Okay. All right. That's good. Yeah. So I think it's going to be a good race for everyone that's listening. From this end, going up there. And I really should have Willie Dog on, but that's another subject. I was talking about Dog about 2 hours ago. Somebody was mentioning Dog and everything. And I think Dog is happy that I've had health problems. I can't race him no more, you know, but that's another thing. I don't even like to talk about him unless he's on the line, but he will be Saturday, when we come up there, and I think I might do three shows, an early show, early show, so that'll give the races a time to get up there. But I don't know. That's a couple of weeks out, so I'm just going to leave that alone. But
and Friday night, well, I mean, we have like a free fish and chicken fry. We are the Buzzfeed track has like a street race, and they let nobody test their cars. You got to have street ties and muffles on. But we got a track 30 minutes away on Virginia side, which is Colonial Beach. We rent the track there so the guys can park overnight and they can race. You know, we got a couple of grudge races going on down there, and we have like free fish and chicken. You know, short dog going to be there, you know, and, you know, he got another car he's driving, so I think the corner is going to be there. So, you know, and they come Saturday. So, I mean, it's going to be some fun, you know. I think that guy, his name Marcus Burke with that Corvette that ran, Memphis Gangster, they coming. They got a race up there, too, so.
All right, so that's Friday night.
No, that's Saturday. They come Saturday, but this guy's going to test their car. Saturday. They didn't come in that Friday and test and leave the car there. You got security, you know.
Okay.
Who wants to come out of town.
Okay. Right. Yeah, they can leave the car and don't have to worry about is it going to be there when they wake up in the mornings, right?
Yep. Because the hotel's only maybe 20 minutes away from where they're staying at, you know, so if they decide they're going to do that.
Yeah, because that last one that you had me in, that was it, man. That was the one, you know.
Well, I try to get all you guys your hotel. You know me well, man. You've been doing it for years. And I try to get everybody nice hotels, you know.
Yeah, because there for a minute, when they were all filled up because it was during the holiday season, I think I had Larry T running crazy.
It's kind of hard, you know, everybody come in town, you know, especially for like on the holidays, people book hotels everywhere. But this time it shouldn't be too bad because, you know, it's not the holiday, so, you know.
Right. All right. Matt, anything else you want to add? I see Bobby Wildchild's hand, his hand ain't up, but he's on the line. I need to talk to him too, you know, about his anniversary. And I don't think his bumping heads with you, but Bobby, go on.
J Bonds online. I need J Bonds. I don't know if he had anything to say about what they're trying to do.
No, but I tell you what I'm going to do is I'm going to call Jay Barnes right now and get him on and make sure I look down the line and make sure I don't see his number. Nope. But while y'all, like I say, y'all carry on and I'll get him on right quick. Jay Barnes, I'm getting ready to call him now.
Okay.
And find out what he really got planned and everything. And
I'm gonna let y'all have it.
Okay, all right, Matt. He's gonna jump off.
All right, Larry, I'll call you later on.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate it, Matt.
Everybody must be busy today, Wild Man.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Goodbye. I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Goodbye.
All right, I don't know what happened. I'm back, but it seemed
like I said, this Blog Talk be acting crazy. Are you still there? And it just knocked everybody off the line. So y'all bear with me. I'm going to try to get some people back on right quick. Larry T, first, I'm trying to get him on and everything. And, man, I don't know. Sometimes it just don't pay. And I got to call him because my bill is always paid on time. But sometimes I guess it's because I haven't done a show in so long that it automatically knocked me off. But like Jay said, got to change that password sometime because sometimes it messes you up. Yeah, it messes you up. Somebody get a hold to it and they just mess up everything. So I'm going to just try and get it.
I lost you,
Larry.
Man.
Had to get. Yeah, I know. It lost just about everybody got jumped off, you know. So I had to go back and do some things. And I'm going to try to call Jay Barnes right now. And also, yeah, because it dropped so many people that it was a shame. I was going like, hey, it's dropping people left and right. So let me do this here. And try to get everything going. Cause it was acting crazy. Trust me, you know. Because I wanted to get Jay Barnes on, and that went away. So, and I don't know.
James,
Jay always.
He's one.
Yeah, Jay always. Yeah, and Jay always tell me. He said, "Wow, man, you got to change that password so often," and I changed it, you know, and it still act up. I was going to talk to Bobby Wildchild while I was getting Jay Barnes on, and it jumped off. So here we go. Let's try to get Jay Barnes on again. Yeah. See what happens. I'm really interested to see what's going on with that, you know.
That is a week after a while, man. Going to Bobby Wildchild's show. Down in Albany, Georgia.
Right, yeah, that's what we wanted to talk about. Yeah. So.
I'm sorry,
like,
but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Goodbye.
All right, well, that.
Hello?
I'm still here, Wildman. It's Larry.
Oh, this is me, Larry Chief. How you doing?
Hey, Bobby Wildchild. How you doing, man? Wildman's trying to get you on the show. You can talk about your show. So I think we're on the air now. You can start talking about it. I told everybody we're coming down there that Friday and Saturday. Coming to Albany, Georgia.
Yeah. But, you know, hey, we got time. And we wanna
welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please enter your host PIN. When finished, press the pound key.
I think Wild Man done fell off with you, but
yeah, man. You go ahead and talk to him. Yeah, things still going on.
But yeah, we want to talk about your show. Yeah, we.
I'm sorry, but I did not hear you press at least 4 digits of your PIN number.
We might have to call Wild Man and get him on here, right?
Yeah. I hear the dog in the background. The dog is.
I'm sorry, but I did not hear you press at least 4 digits of your PIN number.
That's me out here delivering packages.
Yeah, we hang back up while Bobby, I'll give you a call, okay?
Okay. All right. Okay, I'll do that.
All right.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
All right, we're back on. I mean, it's all kind of crazy things happening. We keep going in and out, in and out, and in and out. But I got that remedy right now, so I'm going to try to get back to where I was at. It's causing all kind of problems now. Y'all just bear with me for a minute, and I'm going to get everything up to date and everything else. And so I'm going to do this here. Put you here. Yeah, I know you can still hear me.
and I'm going to go over here and do some things and get Larry T back on because I got calls that are trying to come in and on the phone, and I can't answer it because I switched to another system. And do it like this, 28. And dial it now. Man. And yeah, right after. Okay, here we go. Back again. That I'm having on the line.
Hey, why, man?
Okay, you're back on. I don't know what keep happening, but we're back on, and I'm getting ready to give Rock a call. He's on. He's trying to get through, so and I'm going to try, and let me see. Okay, I'll put Bobby Wild Child on right now. So, Bobby, you're live. We're having all kind of problems with this phone. Larry T's back on because he was just saying about your show you got coming up, Bobby.
Yeah, Wild Man. Yeah, we like to say thanks for having me on. But, you know, I want to, hey, we get all the credit to old Larry T there because it seems like he's going to have a good one. So we got plenty of time. Larry T said they was coming down, so y'all know we getting ready. Talked to him. The guy from BP called Kawa. Can't think of his name there, but he the bad guy that helped put Radius Ties running 397. So he say, and I think everybody know him, BP Fuel. So he told me everybody do not worry about getting down that track because they will get down that track on the 14 and the 15. But like I said,
hey,
yeah, let's concentrate on Larry T show because it seems like they're going to have a good one up there. So, hey, Larry T, I don't know, boy. I don't think I got nothing on the calendar that week. Don't be surprised to see me stick my head in the door, okay?
We'd love to have you there, Bobby. Love to have you.
Okay. All right, then. Hey, I'm going on mute while, man, let y'all get some other stuff together.
Okay, well, I got Rock on the line right now. Rock, how you doing, man?
What's up, Wild Man?
Nothing much. So, we just Larry T's on the line right now.
Was that Bobby Calm Child?
Yeah, Bobby's still on.
Bobby Calm, what's going on?
Oh, nothing much there, Rocky May. How you doing, Rocky May?
I'm good, man. Congratulations on your track down there, man. I'm glad you got that thing concrete and finished up.
Yeah, like I said, we're still doing some improvement. I appreciate it. I thank you. Come on down and see me when you get. I know you're a little way from me, but hop on a plane and come on see me.
I will. At some point, I'll be there.
Okay. All right. Hey, I appreciate it. Take care now, Rob.
All right.
Yeah, we were talking about not much. Larry T is on. We were talking about you when you came down last time that you had some problems with the car. But, you know, the hospitality that Larry T gives out, you know, yeah, people running around trying to get you straight and everything, but it just didn't fare out the way you wanted it to, but you still put forth a big effort.
Yep. Man, listen, Larry T race is a race of heaven to go to because, you know, they treat you good, they feed you, they do all, you know, it's just a good race, man. It's always a good race. Always have been since I've been racing. One of my favorites.
Right. Yeah, I know.
And that ain't even trying to give him no props. You know, Larry, my man and all, but shit, he just put on a good race. Always have.
Appreciate it, Rock.
And I tried to get Tony on, but Rock, you got something coming up real soon after Larry T's race and after Bobby Wildchild's anniversary, don't you?
Yeah, October 3rd. We sure do got something going on, birthday bash, annual race. I mean, I'm still working on the race program, but I got one of the bigger things. I got one of the sponsors that I've been working on. I got that down pat, you know, so I'm going to put that info out a little bit later, but it's going to be pretty big this year. So we're going to do our best to try to make it big. I got a little more time this year to work on, so I'll be able put a good race program together for the races, man, to show them. Show them some love, because without them, you know, none of this stuff would be possible at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, why I mentioned it, because I don't want you to go through what you normally go through every year, you know.
Everybody gonna move you over on your birthday bash, you know.
Well, I think, you know, I ain't as active as someone would like me to be. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's, what have you done for me lately kind of deal, you know. So, I'm
right.
It's just what it is, man. I ain't tripping no more. That's water under the bridge and everybody that moved on past that. So, it's just going to be what it's going to be.
Right. I wanted you to say that and everything. You going to be able to make it down to Larry T's this year?
I'm not sure because that's next weekend.
Right, next, yeah.
Yeah, I got my plane ticket, but I still ain't 100% because Mike was supposed to pick it up today.
Right. Uh-huh. Now, what
and,
about?
It
what
wasn't
about,
ready.
Uh-huh. Now, what about your uncle's big tire car? Because Bobby Wildchild got something getting ready to jump off at his anniversary. Yeah, we talking
sitting,
some money there.
Sitting on Pro Jack, looking pretty with a brand new paint job on.
You heard that, Bobby? I think Bobby's still on you.
Yeah, you need to get it off them jack stands and come on, because you know we're gonna be putting about $20,000 in some people's hands. You know, Pro Stock Joe, you know he's doing a real good job in helping promoting the show and everybody else, Wild Man, and everybody that is helping out promoting and talking about it. Grudge Inc. Larry T. And, you know, we started off with, you know, like four, you know, going to do the last man standing, but shit looked like it's going to be eight of them in there. And,
Larry Focus, you know, he bought a commercial building and he opening a new business. So that's what his focus is. And then with me being, you know, not there, it's kind of hard to even get one car running as opposed to having multiple cars, so you know,
right.
anybody should know. You should know, you know, running that type of operation, and you know, and I'm cross country, and he there trying to, you know, put his focus somewhere else where, you know, where he make his living. It's just hard to do, man. To be honest.
All right. Well, I just wanted to, you know, say that I opened the door, and because you know how people are, all were rocking, and his uncle, they ain't gonna do this and do that, but. You know, you got to get that new business up and running and go from there. Because I know your uncle is a big-time man, and he won't change for nothing in the world. He's going to always be a big-time man.
Well, you know, I can understand what Rock's saying there. And I imagine it's pretty difficult for him, especially being, you know, cross-country and trying to operate a business because – I mean, I really hadn't put a lot of focus on my car, but the car, you know, is being put back together. But, you know, if I'm at a track, you know, and you know, because I am, you know, hiring people that is, you know, that I got confidence in, that I could kind of like free up me a little bit. But it's kind of hard to be, you know, to drive a car and, you know, and everybody want to kind of like say something to you and you're trying to take care of business or oversee stuff. So. You know, I might end up putting a driver in the car, but, you know, but I can get the tuner there that I need, that I can handle other business, and where I can come strap up and get in there and get on somebody behind, then get out and go back to doing what I need to do. But
you're
I
understand
right. Like what Rock's saying. It's boy trying to drive a car and operate your business. Yes, Lord. You got your hands
on. That's right. Yep. All right, well, we got about 7 minutes left, and I'll find out if there's anybody out there that want to talk to Larry T, Rock, or Bobby Wildchild, to push the one button, and I'll put you on. If not, you know, like I say, I ain't going to keep y'all all night, and it's all about the information, and it's been disseminated, whatever you call it. My vocabulary is disappearing slowly but surely. But we got that information out there, and I'm going to turn you loose and let y'all jump over to them other shows that are going. I didn't get Jay Barnes on, but maybe we'll get him on next week and he can talk about what he's going to do and everything. But like Matt said, there's some surprises coming, and I'm just curious to see what they are. So Larry T. You're going to be have a good show in a couple of weeks, and so it's just a matter of time. And like I said, you want to add anything, Rock, before you go? All right. What about you, Bobby Wildchild? Bobby?
Yeah, I would just like to say, you know what, Larry T. do put on some hellacious shows. I'm telling y'all, if you ain't been to one, you need to go, because that guy really do a show. Well, I mean, the first time I went to one, and I'm telling you, I was amazed. When I say he's in control and taking care of business, it's no BS. Larry T. take care of business. See, when he tell you free food and this and that, he ain't talking about no junk. I mean, I'm really, them people can cook, and the hospitality was so nice. That Larry T., he got it going. Hey, I'm trying to grow up to be just like him. I'm going on now.
You know, what I like about him is, you know, they go through a little tech inspection thing. And Larry T., you know, Rock, remember, they had those window net up. And shoot, Larry T. sent out to buy a whole bunch of, you know, so that the cars could go down the track. So, you know, hats off to you, Larry T. We ain't going to keep it up. And, you know, we're going to just get out of here. And Larry T. Uh-huh. Yep. And got anything else you want to add, Larry T.? And if not, I tried to get a Long Island Joe on. He didn't make it. So
yeah, maybe next week I got him on.
Get him on next week, you know. And I'm going to call Blog Talk Radio and find out what the deal is and get them straight on that. All right, Larry T., you got the final word right now.
Well, like I said, hope everybody have a good weekend. Hope to see you guys in 2 weeks in MRR. If not, wherever you decide to go, hope you enjoy yourself. It's always just try to get along together in this race game, especially the good family. Everybody have a good night.
All righty. Okay, and once again, if you're out there listening and you want to go to the show, whether it's a spectator or a racer, I'll be at Jackson tomorrow, and you talk to me, and I'll put you right up with the man who can tell you what's going to be happening as far as you coming to the track. So like I always say, hey, it's been fun, but I got to run. So until next time, and I got about until October, November, and then I got this rock-a-bye baby. So until next time, I'll see you at the races.
You're listening to Grudge Talk Radio with the Wild Man.
Good night, and remember, the world is full of winners and losers. Here's hoping you're one of them.
Having problems getting down the track due to transmission failure? Well, JRT Racing Transmissions is the place to go. 12337 Washington Square, Route 925, Waldorf, Maryland, 20601. Specializing in racing transmissions. Give John a call at 301-870-4566. That's 301-870-4566. And find out which racing transmission is right for your car. You can drop off at a Grudge Talk racing event and pick it up at the next one. JRT Racing Transmissions, just a little ahead of the rest.